It's the Live at 8.5 Morning Startup. David Schellenberg still on vacation. So joining us on the phone from Mobile Syrup for Tech Bytes is Shruti Shekhar. Good morning, Shruti.
Good morning, guys. Morning. How are you?
Good. What's happening in the world of tech?
All right. So you might not need to sell your arm and leg, but I did get some prices and availability of things coming out of Google. So let's talk about that real quick. First off, as I mentioned yesterday, we've got the gorgeous Pixel 4 and 4 XL. Great camera, great battery, overall great look. The caveat, okay, let me tell you this, is, and I don't know why Google decided to do this, but the box does not come with headphones, nor will it come with a USB-C 3.55 millimeter jack. So I don't know why they did that, but you're not getting that. You're just getting the phone. And they've never done that before. They've always provided those accessories. So right. I don't know why they did that. But they should have been, because the 4 starts at $999 starting price.
Okay.
And the 4 XL starts at a whopping $1,129.
Okay, that's expensive to not be throwing, you know, a plug-in.
Yeah, I thought you said no arm and leg.
now you don't have an arm and leg, because I think this is what they're probably trying to do. They just announced new Pixel wireless earbuds. So they're probably thinking, okay, yes. Well, our phones are not coming with that, so you should buy this.
Oh, my God. Who thinks like that?
Companies.
I don't know. Companies. So those headphones cost $236. Oh. So yeah, you're selling an arm and leg at this point. Google has also announced a gorgeous new laptop called the Pixel Go, which starts at $879. So, I mean, fairly reasonable for a laptop, yeah. And it does look very beautiful. But those were my favorite things and the things that I thought were the most important. Moving on to some not so great news, and I'm really sorry to bum some people out, but we have learned that Uber has laid off 350 people. The company is saying that this is the third and final phase of layoffs that started from earlier this year. And here's the worst part, guys. Mm-hmm. 70% of those employees are based in either Canada or the U.S. and are coming from various departments like Uber Eats, Performance Marketing, Advanced Technologies Group, and Recruiting. So, yeah, it's not so great. But these new layoffs represent 1% of the company and come about a month after the ride-sharing company laid off 435 people from product and engineering teams, and less than 3 months after it laid off 400 people from marketing. So it's a lot of people, but the company CEO is saying that Uber is going through some reorganization, restructuring for better success for the next few years. I mean, I guess companies do that. It's not the best news, but
I did think are people ride sharing less? Because this is weird that it's layoffs. Usually you think it's an industry that's struggling, but there's not fewer people saying, let's take an Uber.
I don't know if it's necessarily that people are taking less Uber or they're not doing ride sharing much, but I think, you know, if you look at some of the areas where the cuts are happening, like Uber Eats, product marketing, I'm wondering if they're focusing on other areas. Like, I mean, are people ordering less from Uber Eats? It is really expensive.
No, I don't think so.
Amal is placing an order now.
So, yeah, I mean, I really don't know where the company's headed, but I guess we're going to have to see in the next year what's going to happen. Finally, Apple has responded to claims that it shares data with Chinese company Tencent. Basically, there's a report suggesting that Apple was sharing IP addresses and URLs to the Chinese company. And for those who don't know, Tencent is a conglomerate that focuses on various internet-related services and products. So in the entertainment industry, social media, artificial intelligence, and they're China-based. So that's where people are kind of like, what? Basically, a professor inferred that the data that is shared could allow companies to build profiles on users' browsing behavior. So that's a little bit shady and kind of scary, but Apple has said that, however, the actual website URLs are not shared with the company and confirmed it only uses Tencent for devices that have a China region code to provide safe browsing. So if Apple is claiming that, I guess that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, I would always recommend maybe using a VPN or a browsing server or like Safari or Chrome in incognito mode, where you're basically hidden. You're not sharing your information anywhere. So better safe than sorry.
All right. And obviously better safe than sorry, Shruti. But we want to know, because we have a question of the day today, and it is tech focused. A company in the U.S. has microchipped 40 of their employees so they no longer have to use swipe cards or fobs to get into the building or access to company computers. We want to know, would you get microchipped or are you an old fashioned swipe girl?
Listen, I highly recommend that if your company is going to microchip you, that you find another job. I do not think that is a very smart decision, because unless you tell me exactly what the microchip is going to be doing and what you're monitoring, if it's just a swipe action.
That's okay. What they're saying. It's just swipe action.
Just a swipe action and computer login. Like, how great is this?
I mean, that is pretty cool. I would do it if it was only that, but I would have to read the fine print.
All right. Well, you are with the majority of responders who are saying they would not get chipped.
Yeah. What about you guys? Would you get chipped?
I'm Al Wood.
I say chip me up.
I say not a chance.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Well, I don't know. I'd have to read the fine print for sure.
All right. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Shruti, what do we got coming up?
Okay. Well, speaking of privacy, because obviously we're kind of concerned with what Apple's doing, but Apple's claiming that nothing's happening. We're going to be looking at how Instagram is better protecting the data that it shares with third-party apps. I don't know all the details, but I hear it's going to be helpful for users who are obsessed with Instagram, and I'm one of those users. So
you're not the only one.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Shruti Shekhar from Mobile Syrup, thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.